wasn't feeling well when you were years ago, what would you do? If somebody wasn't feeling good, would you describe what they do, what you do if, say, your mother wasn't feeling, you know, she was seemed to be sick, what would you do?
If my mother wasn't feeling good?
Right, could you, you couldn't go to a doctor, could you? You couldn't call a doctor.
I could go to see him. If she was feeling bad enough, if she's just feeling like she'd been feeling before, she could try what she tried before, some home remedies.
I see.
If that didn't do no good, we'd go and get in a, get your horse and saddle up and ride and see the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor used to drive out all the times of night. They had buggies.
Oh, is that right?
And storm curtains. You go after them any time of night and they'd come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they'd come with the storm curtains up, the wind blowing and everything. Horse to a buggy, they had those buggies. You had things come plumb up on your chin, cross on the front and that top over. And you have his good rubberized rain clothes on and didn't care how high the water was and stuff. I've heard tell them the thing getting across the road, just tied a horse after you couldn't even walk on up to the house and see the folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used to live in the country. They had doctors right out in the country amongst the folks.
I see.
Some of the best doctors stayed 10 and 15 miles from town. You didn't have to go to town to get a doctor.
It wasn't,
he tells me.
It wasn't,
and I was knowing the doctors stay right cross back over there. And the doctors stay out of the country. You didn't have to go 100 miles to get a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was better than it was, it is today.
It's better in a way. Much better now. Our doctor died about 2 months or three ago. And we got a new, one. Well, I done been to him twice, and I checked, and he supposed to come to see my wife 2 or 3 weeks ago. He went over there last week and checked on me, and he said he's going to be out here this week. But the weather's been awfully difficult, and he doesn't know much about the country. He's in here from New Mexico, I think, somewhere. So, I don't know.
Actually, it was easier then when you were young.
So he got to get somebody to show him the way.
Mm.
And he got a lady over there know the way. Yeah, I don't know why. He said he forgot it before I told him he'd do it. He said, I tell the truth, he forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for him this week.
Well, there aren't enough doctors. We need more of them all over the country. It's,
They said he'd need 50,000 beds.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you had, suppose you cut yourself, you cut your arm, what would you describe what you do for that? Suppose you just cut your arm and you...
Yeah, and if it's bleeding severe, I'd call it a burbot.
Uh-huh.
I'd take me a strong twine and tie a burbot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd get me a stick and put it there and twist it, tight as I could twist it, and tie the end of the stick, and go to a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Would you tell him that you got a wound or a cut, or what? Would you tell him that you have a, you could tell him you have a cut, or you could tell him you had what? He might call it, you might call it a cut, but he might call it a, would he call it a wound? Or what do you call the cut a wound or how?
A wound.
Uh-huh.
Well, a wound, I'd call it a cut if the blood was coming out.
I see. And suppose in a few days it gets real sore around it. What do you call that?
A sore?
Yeah, suppose it
a
gets...
A wound?